Tonight on episode 86. Milo is finally awake after his 24-hour sleep after his 24-hour fashion week grind. Ian is frantically clicking on anything wearing a costume hoping it shines.
Really not.
Coops is back after his honeymoon in Ottawa with his boyfriend.
I hate you.
I should say.
Fiancé.
And I've forgotten how to host a show.
That's 2 weeks in a row we've got stuff like that.
Welcome to Incensed Podcast. How are you boys doing? We've got the four of us back together again.
And it's funny you say you forgot how to host a show, because it literally is about 8 weeks, isn't it, since you actually did one?
It's been a while, actually. Yeah,
because he was on holiday last time. Last time it was meant to come around. So we had Home Slice Henry on, Home Baked Henry.
I'm jealous. I wish that was me, Mark.
That is Dutch equivalent.
I was a little bit upset, bro, because you said Coops, but I'm now Pokey Coops. That's my new name after my honeymoon.
Coops Brulee.
I hate you guys.
I think you're Twitter, mate.
You're just jealous. I can smell it from here.
You can imagine, is that the Croydon equivalent of Café Rouge, isn't it? You know, you go into a Café Rouge and go, I'll have a creme brulee, please. And then you go to Croydon and it's like, Coops Brulee.
Oh, anyway, let's move it on from me. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm good. Yeah, like you said, Ian, it feels like this is my first rodeo again. I feel very out of touch.
It's been a while, hasn't it? It has.
It's probably been a while since you've got a shiny Yveltal as well, isn't it?
Oh, burn!
He comes back from hanging out with his boyfriend playing Pokemon Go, and now he's all about it.
Husband,
Milo, that's enough.
Husband.
Milo,
husband.
That's enough. We're done.
Husband.
Leave us alone, okay? I've got a new Pokemon bestie. Leave us alone.
That's an incensed welcome back.
Anyway, we've got to move on from this. We could do this for an hour, couldn't we?
Did you miss us?
You know what? I have. It does feel good to be back. It did make me laugh when I listened back to last week's show. Obviously, you lot smashed it, but it made me laugh because you were like, and Coots, obviously, we love you. We miss you. You know, I hope you're all good and you're enjoying your time. Moving on, and I was like, okay, that's all right, fair enough. I was like, clearly don't miss me that much.
That's what we do, man. We leave a man behind.
No, I can't lie, I was cracking up. You said all these nice things, and you paused them as like, moving on. And I was like, okay.
Anyway,
exactly.
Moving on. So, for all of you listening, please throw down your incenses.
Pop your incenses, champions. Let's go.
And we're going to be sending you all that shiny luck, and a little bit of hundo luck, and a nundo luck, and shenundo luck, whatever luck your way. But make sure you're moving either way. For those who have any luck whilst listening to the podcast, share your successes on Twitter, please, on hashtag Shinies of the Week.
Clarify the spelling for me.
Nice.
That is it's shinieoftheweek.
Was that you on times 8 speed?
Possibly was. Coops always says this when I say it. So let's jump into the Pokemon Go goodness.
Goodness, yes, baby. Get it.
As we're recording tonight's show, we are raiding Yveltal. Is that the best way? Is that Yveltal?
Sorry, that's the correct word.
Yveltal.
Yeah, that's a correct name.
or Bacon Bird.
Bacon Bird.
We are raiding for Bacon Bird. Mm. But we also have the Fashion Week event going on. Now, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, will the Fashion Week still be going on when this comes out?
Just about. It's got one more day remaining if you're listening on Sunday, 2nd of October, 2022.
Very good. And if you're listening to this later, then you've missed it.
Soz.
Simply.
Yeah. How are you finding this event? Because we obviously went for the details. This is one that we thought was going to be potentially quite a good event. How are we finding it? Coops, do you want to go first? As you've got a new fond love for this since you've been in Ottawa?
Of course, bro. As we all know, I think I've mentioned this earlier on. God, I've been nearly going for 2 years. Bloody hell.
I'll
back
take
in the
tiny
day, wiener. No. Really, Ian? I'm not like a massive, massive fan of the costume mons. It's just not for me. It's never been for me. I don't think it will ever be for me, but I can understand if you are a costume lover, you want to collect them all, get all the shiny versions of the costume Pokemon. I can completely understand why you'll be raiding, why you'll be doing the research tasks, why you're out grinding those Krogunks. For me, I actually really don't like the costume mons. I think it's just, it's hard to explain. I feel like you either like it or you don't. So for me, It's been pretty meh, but the only thing that saved it for me, as you guys know, and all the listeners will know, I've been raiding Yveltal quite a lot. So I don't know if we're going to talk about our stats at the end of the show, but yeah, I've thought it.
Yeah, you're not really casual on Yveltal, are you?
No, I'm not, as Mark holds up. Yeah, no. Because you're still going to beat me, Milo. Yeah, it's just not for me. Anyway, it's not for me. But let me know when we talk about Yveltal, because, you know, I'm in.
Then you're on it.
Yeah.
I will say the Fashion Week, it seems really, it's a good event. I'm enjoying it. Coops is right. It's very much a Marmite thing, because some people really don't like the costume mons, and I can see totally why, because it's just a reskin. But then there are collectors and stuff who want to go for everything. I quite like a costume mon. It's just something different to hunt, I guess.
Holy dolly!
But this event is ruined, slightly ruined, by fucking Gleimiao everywhere.
Why?
Why there is so many Gleimiao around, I do not understand, genuinely. It hasn't even got a costume on it. So that's...
I'm quite surprised, mate. I thought you liked pussies.
I wasn't going to go there with those puns.
Oh, sorry, that was too obvious, hey? That was too...
I'm hearing
I wasn't going to go down that road.
Sorry, that was too obvious.
Coops Brûlé, on the other hand.
Yeah. You're a dickhead. Oh, God. Sorry, Milo, sorry.
That was probably my little two cents. I'm personally just enjoying, you know, shiny boost for stuff is great, but Gleimiao, please get in the bin. Yeah, too much pussy.
Can there ever
there's
be too
never
much?
Show you, Milo. There's never. Yeah. Ian, I was coming up the rear of that one, mate.
Sorry, what? Vassafal.
Having no car for the entirety of this event, I've been like walking to and from work, so I've been playing it quite
a
bit.
Carlos,
yes. I've got to admit, it's not as good as last year's event. Literally, it's more like Gleimiao Spotlight Week rather than our. Literally, it's a fucking infestation. It really is. Now, there's a few nice shiny potentials out there, but really, I've been playing it a lot. I've been playing it a lot, at least sort of, well, a lot for me. At least 3 hours a day, in fact. And every spare minute I get.
That sentence out of context.
What's that?
You're playing with a lot, at least 3 hours per day.
You, out of context, Ian.
You can take that however you want to, Mr. Milos.
Soundbite.
Yes.
And he will, Ian. He will take it however he wants.
Exactly. One thing I will say, however, and I kind of going to go down the same route Coops did. If it wasn't for Yveltal, this would be pretty dead,
oh,
in my opinion.
Oof.
And I've literally taken every opportunity to raid Yveltal. For the first 2 days, I took every raid invite that came my way. I have eased up a little bit in the last day or so.
Illumised.
Mark, do you know what I love? Do you know what I love about you, Marky boy? Do you want to know? I just went on a rant talking about how much I hate costume Pokemon, and in the last minute, you've just sent me an Absol raid with the sunglasses on.
Yeah, I got that raid as well. I ignored it.
Yeah. I thought, was he listening to me? Oh, I do love you.
At least
you.
He didn't send you a Mariani raid.
Anyway, Marky boy, what do you think of the event?
I think it's an inoffensive event. I certainly am enjoying my walks at the moment. Thanks to Hermes Ninja and JT Valor, who did join the raid that I invited you boys to. Very nice of you both to be in the lobby at the end of it. So a little shout out there. Can I get a shiny Absol whilst we're recording the podcast?
Any chance for shinies of shiny
yes,
while recording?
Get you down!
No way. He actually
no
got
way.
It.
Yes.
No yes. way.
Quite.
Are you being serious?
Well, he did, yeah.
You
he
can't
did.
Get shiny Yveltal, but you got the Absol. Congrats.
And you know what? That's probably rarer than shiny Yveltal, to be fair.
It is. It's still it's a booster shiny,
it's
but
boosted,
not
but
as
it's
boosted.
It's event only. It's event specific. Yveltal
yes,
could come
yes.
back again.
Nice. Oh, Sue got it as well.
There is. No. No freaking,
like two out of three got it.
Are you being serious?
Need to DM JT Valor to see if it was a full house.
What?
Anyway, you're saying, Mark.
I fucking love this event now.
What do I think about the event now? Well, it's a great event. It's great for going out and walking. Like Ian said, I've been trying to play it as much every day. I haven't got the shiny bacon bird yet, but I'm not too worried about that. It will come good. I don't dislike costume Pokemon. I think some of the designs are pretty cool. Some of them are maybe not so cool. But who's got shiny Furfru yet?
That's why I didn't mention it. I literally. Other than the bacon bird, I've got no shinies this event, and I have played it quite a bit.
Marky, have you got it?
I got two today.
You got two shinies Furfru because today. I was gonna say there is word or rumor I've seen somewhere that Furfru is similar to Zubat in the sense that it is a over the odds shiny, in a sense that it's rarer rate than 1 in 450.
What?
That's what I've heard somewhere. So if you've got two, you only need eight more.
Well, you've all got the bacon bird, and I haven't, and I've got my Furfru, and you boys haven't. So I think that's a fair compromise.
You're getting the rarer
stuff.
We can
work with that. Getting the rarer
stuff. To be fair, Rob, I did have to do a lot of raids to get my first one. I kind of deserved it.
Yeah, I think we're all in that boat where we've all done quite a lot of raids for it. Okay, let's talk about that then. Yveltal, let's talk numbers for Yveltal.
Do that, Ian. That's a good shout.
Coops, what are your stats?
So just to give you guys a little insight. So I got my first ever shiny Yveltal. I say it like I'm Russian. Yveltal. I got my first... Yeah, sorry. Yveltal. But I got my first ever one on my 44th raid. So it took me 44. And at the moment, so I was on 14, so I was on 1-4 before this event started. That was from when it came out the first time. And quick maths, I'm now on 89. So the total that I've done is 75. So I've done 75 Yveltal raids and still one shiny.
Not bad.
So, I mean, I would say that's
one
terrible.
Shiny.
I don't, obviously I'm new to raiding in the last year, so I don't know, is that now normal or is that quite bad?
It can fluctuate between raid boss to raid boss.
Yeah.
You are under the odds, but you'll probably get like a back-to-back or something, or hopefully a decent stat shiny as compromised.
Marky, you say you've not got a shiny yet. How many raids have you done?
I haven't got the shiny yet, but I've looked at my numbers and actually I've done 21. I've done three since we were recording. I thought I'd done more. So 0 out of 21 so far.
Okay, well, since Milo's going to win this one and it's kind of almost a flex game, but not.
You haven't played the jingle, so.
Do you want me to play the jingle?
It doesn't count. No, it doesn't count.
No, we don't.
It's
my game.
It's that was my a cue game. For you not to push that button.
Too late. Too late.
And it was pushed.
So I'm kind of in between Coops and Mart here. I've only done 60 raids for Yveltal, but I'm on three shinies. So I'm 1 in 20.
So you're sort of bang on the odds almost. Well, I got my first shiny 10 raids in, so quite lucky. And to date, including a couple that have run, I have done... Guess. Go on. Have a guess.
Let's work it out like Coops would. So let's just say I've not raided like this for over a year, yeah? So if I've done 75, and I think that's quite a lot of people that have sent me raids, right? You've literally got a friend in every single raid hour everywhere across the globe. So I'm going to double mine and add on a bit. So I'm going to go 180 raids. That's what I'm going with.
I reckon, because you've got the hundos and you're going to go mega, mega for it because you need the Candy XL and it's paying out relatively generously now. So if we base that on 600 Candy XL you'll need, averaging three a raid, I reckon you've probably done 250 raids
over 3 days.
Big numbers coming in, all right. That's a foul.
I've worked it out on the fact that...
He's actually worked it out as well.
I've worked it out on the fact that Milo insinuated how many boxes or bags of coins he'd bought earlier. I reckon you've done about 300.
Jesus Christ.
Bloody hell. Well, Coops is fucking close. I've done about 184
I thought you'd done more than
that. Oh, no way!
You must have raided a lot of other stuff as well, then.
Yes, some other stuff, but also bear in mind I was asleep for most of Wednesday as well.
Oh, okay.
So I missed quite a lot of that.
No way, I was four off. That's mad, eh?
You were really close, Coopsy. Coop's logic worked there, so yes, points Coops in this game.
Just not in any of the games.
So shinies then, let's guess shinies.
How many shinies do you think I've got?
Remember, I would have gave Bandle one at eight, yeah.
You said eight. I got my first shiny after 10 raids.
I'm going off my terrible odds. I reckon maximum 5, I think.
Okay.
But that's only me going off my odds.
Yeah, yeah. What about Masterful 27?
And I rarely get a chance to go last on these things. I'm going to go in the middle-ish. I'm going to go a lucky 7.
Ooh, not suspecting the good fortune. I've had 13.
I mean, it's not that I wasn't suspecting, but mate, if you doubled mine, I'd have 2.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing is you're being shafted a little bit on the rates.
Yeah,
for damn sure.
I'm only going off experience.
What you've done compared to what I've done, it's a similar number average. So you're on about 120, 125.
I'm on the sort of the par of the ratio, but I'm personally just gunning for the shundo. Like I've never wanted to raid a raid boss to get the shundo like this before.
And have you had any close?
I've had a hundo already, a third one, so the first hundo this time around. So I've had one chance out of that 180 or so. We'll see.
And the question, Milo, is will you be continuing at this pace for the rest of this event?
I will have been continuing at this pace by the time the listeners listen to the show. I'll be raiding Yveltar while editing this episode for you.
Sorry if it's late, it's not my fault.
You heard it here.
Well, I think that is a nice way to wrap up. Do you like what I've done there, Milo?
Wrap up?
Wrap up. Yeah, do you like that?
I guess so.
Do you want me to get my wallet
too
now?
Late. I liked the segue, Mark.
Oh, I think it's time to wrap up the Fashion Week for now. Ian, I threw you off track. We're going to go to the section that usually comes first, but I put it second. We're going to go into the getting to know you.
And now, children, it's time for Getting to Know You with the Incensed Podcast.
My question, boys, and you've had no prior warning to this, so this could be a fun one.
I know, this is what worries me.
If you had 24 hours left to live, what would you do, and who would you want to spend some of that time with before you depart the living world?
Blimey.
Yeah, now I know Coops' answer would be Daxi, so, you know, 24 hours to fly to Canada. That's a bit of the time.
I'm going last.
And if that lasts me a little bit.
I need the soonest flight to Canada.
Yes. Do you not know who I am?
He'd spend half of his day on the plane.
Yeah.
Just for a blowjob.
Oh, my God.
We're just spelling it out right now here, aren't we, boys? So anyway.
I love it. I get a new friend and look at you all. Look
oh,
at you
friend.
All. Oh, friend, yeah. Anyway, right, I'm going last for this one. Ian, you're up first. You're putting me under the fire.
I've got an answer to this one because I've thought about it in the past, actually, being the dark individual that I am. If I had 24 hours to live, I would get pissed and spend it on my own.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a loved one, so it's not like I say I want to spend it with my girlfriend.
Ian,
so I would just get pissed and
Ian, I hate you when you do this, bro, because
it's true. And then, you know what? Who cares? You know, you're drunk, you have a good time, you're gone. What's there?
Okay.
Ian, you know what you could do in your last 24
What's
hours?
That?
You could like carry out what the question was from last week. You could kill Coops.
I can't even be in Canada.
And you could get back and get Milo married quickly, get to Vegas and have a wedding, do it in 24 hours.
So we'd spend half our day on a plane as well.
Oh, Ian, follow that, Milo.
I'm only being truthful.
It is a mad question. I certainly wouldn't make a 24-hour Pokemon Go video.
No, because you'd never be able to edit it.
Oh, I thought you would.
I'd pass the edit duty on to somebody else. My last would be pushing the send to Ian via Twitter DM of the Google transfer link.
Got to say, mate, if it's for the next event, that's the worst last day of your life.
Right, that would be shit. That'd be so mad. I like the idea of just going kind of like on a massive, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, I just jump in my car and just burn all my money on petrol and just
you'd Thelma and Louise off Dover.
I'm in London, that's not much of a fucking drive. I'd have to go to John O'Groats, at least it's like 8.5+ hours up to Scotland. But I'll just try and drive as much as possible and whack on my trance music and speed. So fuck the police and just wing it. To be honest, I think that's what I'd do.
Listeners, we do not condone breaking traffic laws and being an endangerment to people.
Or playing Pokemon Go for 24 hours.
Or getting drunk.
Hello. But at least that's safe. I'm not going to hurt anyone doing that.
This is true.
I just want to say, Milo, that is very selfish of you, that is. Like, you've been given 24 hours to live. You're not giving these poor people that get in the way of you 24 hours to live, are you, sunshine? fucking Grand Theft Auto.
You don't know how talented a driver I am, though.
I do.
Or where I would speed. I'll speed on empty roads up in Scotland, not on the motorway.
Very good, Milo. Mm-hmm. Am I going next then, Coops? You're going last, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I can go now, bro, if you want me to go now.
Go on, go now, mate.
So, was it one person?
It could be whatever you want to do, mate, Coops. Really. I mean, you probably be careful what you're saying, how loud you say it, mate. But I mean, I'm a very selfish person. I don't mean it in a nasty way. Obviously, I just want to do things that work with me, really, if I can, you know, and I just want to go, like, should we just keep ourselves to ourselves and not do anything with anyone? Let's be really antisocial. And it kind of works. It's quite a nice feeling, especially when you've had shit weeks at work. Ian, I'm sure you can relate to that as well.
Most weeks.
Every week. And for anyone listening to podcasts who doesn't like their job, you're not alone. Remember that. We don't like our jobs either. This is our release.
I think Milo likes his job.
Yeah, I'm not included in that.
No, he's not. So what would I do if I had 24 hours to live? It's very similar to what Milo said, but I would grab Lisa and we would literally just go wherever we could in that timeline before that time went. Because there's a lot of places we still want to see, and I think you can get into Europe quite quickly. So that's probably what I would do.
I rate that. 24 hours to go, you're just like, right, it doesn't matter about money or wherever, I'm just going, you know, wherever.
On that open road.
Or we should all record a podcast, actually, as Mark insinuated. On our final day, yeah. Do one last, but just do it live, put it up straight away. That's it.
I'll confirm, though, as much as I had the best time in Canada, I will not be on a plane to Canada. Sorry to disappoint.
You have him fly to you.
You're not disappointing us.
No. So my answer's a bit wet. Mine's a bit, you know, soppy. That's why, moist. You know, don't want to let the woman know that I'm vulnerable. You know what I mean? Trying to stay. Do you know what, though, bro? Like, Gordon genuinely, Arman. Mate. Yeah, exactly. But I would literally just have a normal day like you guys, having a few drinks, just having a laugh with the other half, mate, to be honest with you, because...
But some of us don't have another half, Coops.
I know. That's, you know, but I'm just saying, like, nothing, do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Nothing makes me happier than being with her. So it's like, you know what I mean? But, like, genuinely, at the moment in my life, it's just, like, just time together. Just can't get better than that. So at the moment, yeah, if I had 24 hours from right now, I would end the podcast and do that.
We need this podcast to be sponsored by something like Seconda, don't we? We've talked about time quite a lot today. Can we get like a timepiece?
Seconda? I want Omega or nice. Rolex. Reach for the stars.
I'm starting optimistic.
Could you imagine Rolex? Oh my days.
Well, guys, thank you. And you did very well to answer that because I gave you no prior warning. We're going to go into a game. We need to liven the mood a little bit, don't we? I feel like we've brought it down just slightly. Milo, you love chasing tail, don't you?
I love messing up the rules, so let's go.
Just because you're hosting it doesn't mean you have to explain it. So, Coops, over to you. Can you explain the game?
Chasing tail, tail to chase, it's chasing the tail.
Whoever does that jingle's bloody good, isn't it? Yeah. I hate you, Mark. So the rules of chasing the tail. Each of us will take turns and go one by one to name any Pokemon that we can think of. The next person along has to say a Pokemon that starts with the same letter that the person before's Pokemon ends with.
Yay.
There can be no repeats, and you are not allowed to wait longer than 3 seconds. Or you hear a... And that, my friends,
well done, Coops.
Is over to Milo. Thank you.
Over to me for chasing the tail. Right. The order of proceedings will be myself starting, then Vasifal, then the casual, and then the man at the helm tonight, Masterful 27. So, are we ready, gentlemen?
I'm waiting to be fucked over, as the promise was made last week.
So, starting Pokemon for round one is Lycanroc.
Klefki.
It
ends in a C, you fuck.
Oh. He's a...
I told you I would do that.
Oh, Milo, you are brutal.
Okay, so, Mr. Casual, are you ready? Your starting Pokemon is Mudbray.
Yanma.
Apom.
Murkrow.
Wingardium Leviosa. Oh, fuck off.
Wingull. I thought you were going to stop at Wingull.
Wizard Unite doesn't exist anymore, Coops.
Oh, bro, why are you coming at me? Why can't you? Oh, my God. Coming at me with one I've never heard before. Put him.
That's what we do now.
Last week.
Fine.
It's a Gen 7 Pokemon. You can't complain.
We're throwing jokers out there all the time now. Oh, dear.
God, it goes... Mark, then Milo. Okay, Marky boy, your Pokemon for tonight is Yveltal. No.
No. I can't think of all of an L. Litleo, there we go. There it is.
A little bit late.
Oh, no.
No, well done, Milo.
Is that the fastest game of chasing the tail?
No, last week was faster. It's the fastest one with four, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've definitely got time for another game. Well done.
Yes, we do.
Oh, well, dear. That was a fun game. Well done, Milo. Well done, boys, for contributing to a very eventful and
mischievous.
Mischievous. Well, we're going to go over to the first part of the news, aren't we, Ian?
Nice.
It is. It's the news.
So the news, October has dropped. Looking into October, and what do we actually have? Not a lot by the looks of things. It's looking like it could potentially be the worst month this year.
Listen, all I'm going to say, and I put this on Twitter, and I know you lot will agree with me, thank God for Litwick Community Day, because that is really saving this month.
Where do we even start with this? Seriously. Okay, so events that we've got to look forward to? In October. So from October the 5th to October the 11th, we've got the Evolving Stars event, which runs from 10 a.m. local time to 8 p.m. local time. And with that one, the Season of Light story unfolds. And yeah, we're going to be forced to evolve our Cosmogs into Cosmo-em.
Fuck that.
But they have said we will get another Cosmog at some point in the near future.
Distant.
In the distant future. Okay. Near distant, yeah. Quite a big distinction there. So the distant future probably means a long time to wait.
2037.
So Wild Encounters for this event, please do not get your hopes way up because they're not that good. Kakuna.
Pidgeotto.
Poliwhirl.
Kadabra.
Haunter.
Rhyhorn.
That one can be shiny though. Woohoo, we found a shiny in there. Seedra.
Scyther that can be shiny.
Eevee.
Swinub.
Ralts. That actually
okay,
has
that's a
shiny.
Good one. Yeah.
Yes.
Duskull.
The Electric Weedle, Tynamo.
Litwick before its Comm Day.
And of course, Helicopter, Helicopter.
Helicopter.
Fuck me, those are bad.
They are.
Jesus Christ.
Bad spawns. I'm hoping it plays out better than it looks, because this looks absolutely diabolically bad. It
Dude.
Really does.
Pidgeotto is a bit random. I mean, I'm so random.
It doesn't do anything.
You know how, like, pretty much most Pokemon can be shiny nowadays? I think this is the first event in, like, several years, perhaps, where there are less shiny potential wild spawns than there are shiny. There's literally only six shiny eligible spawns.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So in one star raids that you will not want to complete, we have Slowpoke, Onix, Scyther, Porygon, and Sunkern.
Wow.
And Masterful27, for you listeners that can't see him, is getting quite excited. He loves a one star, does Masterful27.
If I had 24 hours to live, all I would do is one star raid. So I'd drop on the world, so
I'm dead. Oh my God, bro.
The 3-star raids, which are certainly to be left at the roadside, are Magneton, Rhydon, Togetic, which actually has a shiny eligible, apparently, and Pillarswine.
And for the 5-star raids, unfortunately, Yveltal does actually leave us on Saturday, October the 8th at 10 a.m. local time. So he's still here for a bit. He's still here for a bit longer, which is nice. And then we do get Xerneas, which is going to come and join him on Saturday the 8th of October. And he's here until, they're here until October the 20th. Mark, I think you should cover the Mega Raid because you're the connoisseur.
So we have got Mega Raids as part of this event from Saturday, October the 8th at 10 a.m. local time to Thursday, October the 20th at 10 a.m. local time. We've got Mega Manectric, and then our other favourite, Mega Lope Bunny. Is it Lope Bunny? Lope Bunny? Mega Lope Bunny. Yeah, Lope Bunny. We'll be raids from Tuesday, September the 27th to Saturday, October the 8th at 10 a.m. local time. And that can be shiny as well.
So yes, they are some Mega Raids that you're probably not going to waste your money on, not with the Xerneas about, but something else that you're probably not going to waste a lot of money on is the Mega Gyarados Raid Day on Saturday, October the 8th. So next Saturday between 2 and 5 p.m. Now, as with all raid days, you're going to get your 5 free in-person raid passes by spinning photo discs at gyms, and you'll have an increased chance of getting a shiny Gyarados. So anyone that's new to the game that's still grinding those 400 candies, you're not going to need to worry. I actually know some relatively new players, and there was actually walking a Magikarp and catching everyone. if we think back to when the game first started, the grind we had, now a new player could start playing the game today and have a Mega Gyarados in a week's time.
It's a bit random, though. I can't help but thinking it's very random. When I saw it, I was a bit like... I couldn't help but think Gyarados, but maybe it's got relevance to something that's coming. But I thought there were definitely other Megas that you could maybe... I just think... I don't know. I'm not being negative because I don't hate it, but it's just very random. Very, very random.
Yeah, I don't hate it because I need the Mega Energy for Gyarados, so I'll do a couple, but... I don't know whether it's sort of like pushing the boat out. It may be designed for new players, which is absolutely fine, to be honest.
The only reason I can think that they would have done it,
yeah,
really.
Perhaps. And it's also a water dart type, and then dart type kind of fitting into the spooky Halloween month, potentially. But then you've got Mega Absol and Houndoom and Mega Gengar for ghosts and stuff. So it is a bit of a weird choice. But we've all lived, as Ian has said, we've done the original grind for Magikarp Candy to evolve Gyarados. And then we've had Magikarp Conde in August of 2020, and then I think there's been Magikarp Spotlight Hour, and it's been featured in more events than you can shake a stick at, and it's then in normal research tasks as well. So
even Gyarados has been a wild sport in so many events.
It's a wild sport.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm all up for getting more people play the game, new players. I love that. I'm not slagging that off at all. And like I said, me and Milo, I don't hate it. I'm struggling for the relevance of the whole event, to be honest. But
yes,
the mega raid day, yeah, it just has no relevance to events. Listen, it's just very random. That's all I'm saying. But like I said, in a week's time, it'll be all over. So who really cares? Do you know what I mean? We move on to the next one. So
do you know what's actually very perplexing, okay, is the... This is an evolving stars event. It's all about evolving Pokemon. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, soon to be 8 of the wild spawns are ex-Conde Pokemon. But it doesn't say you can get their exclusive moves when you evolve them.
You get them at Christmas, won't you?
Not all of them, because some of them are past. They'll be in the bin, because it's only the previous year that you can evolve to.
I know what you mean, though, Milo. But
there's an extra little detail, you know.
Yeah, but dude, this is what I say, yeah, normally about the game, and you're literally hitting the nail on the head right now. If this is what I'm saying, they miss something. Every event, they just miss something. And like you, if you could evolve Rhyhorn to Rhyperia with... Is it Rockwrecker?
You're on the money.
Yeah, if you could do that, I would be like, give me another one. What's another one there, bro? I've not looked at the list.
The rest of them. I guess Ralts evolving into Gardevoir and Gallade to get Synchronoise.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even three or four little details at the end of the article, you're like, do you know what? I can grind the Rhyhorn for XL, evolve a few with, I ain't got to use an Elite Team. Even something, it's just, it needs, a bit like the last event, it just lacks something. And I think you're on the money. I think a little something like that would go, do you know what? It's not horrific.
Coops,
it's okay.
I know what it lacks, and they have included it for you. Evolving challenges.
What, collection challenges?
Yes, there will be evolving collection challenges as part of this event.
Hang about. I need to give this a solid 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I've forgotten. I thought it was going to say stickers, bro. Are they coming?
They actually don't mention stickers, actually, funnily enough, in this.
There's Evolution Cup, though. There's Evolution Cup.
Go on, Milo.
And shut the door. It's also a bit funky, actually, because I'm looking at the world spawn, so I'm sort of prattling on with this. And remember, like, Kanto tour, we had some of the evolved Mons could be shiny in the wild. You could get Johto tour, sorry, not Kanto tour. And
Johto,
some of them, like Poliwhirl and Seedra, could be shiny in the wild on that day. It's like, they're not shiny here, they're just sort of like sat there. Feel like another missed opportunity.
Yeah, and realistically, the only other things that we can look forward to, if you can make it, most people in the world can't. Taipei Safari Zone, October 21st to the 23rd, if you go in, have a great time. And your research breakthrough for the month of October, as we announced a couple of weeks ago, will be Shedinja plus a free incense weekly for the month of October.
But Shedinja will be shiny eligible.
It will.
Nice.
Last week, we had a bit of a threesome, didn't we? Talking about
counters. We had a three-way.
It was solid, mate.
Coops went away to play, and we had a three-way. It was interesting.
Oh, that rhymes.
And on that note, we've definitely got the counter brothers back. So Ian and Milo, come on, boys. Talk to us about all things Xerneas.
Yes, so we are back with a raid guide for Xerneas. Xerneas, as we know, is a fairy type Pokemon.
Pure fairy type, which makes it weak to two things, steel and poison.
The hundos that you will be looking for this bad boy is 2160 or the weather boosted 2701.
So snap with your Veltal. But some top quality counters, obviously we've got to recommend some, and there's honestly no better pick than Metagross with Meteor Mash.
That would have been my first pick as well. Yeah.
Just get, you need a team of them, really. It is like the number one counter.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at a poison type. We'll look at a top poison type as well. And this one actually is quite relevant. It's one that if you actually took part in the GoFest finale, you should have a couple of, except Koops because he didn't raid it. Nihilego with the poison moves Acid and Sludge Bomb.
Yes, because it had a move update actually as well at the beginning of the month. Another top quality poison type, which is actually a little bit cheaper and more accessible to get than the Ultra Beast, would be Roserade. Obviously, Roselia's had Comday, it's had many, many events.
It's
and
been in
that
a
jazz.
Lot of events and Safari Zones.
And it features
and, yeah.
in Safari Zones and spawns everywhere. But that, with the poison type moves, Poison Jab and Sludge Bomb, is top quality.
Yep. Going back to Steel, let's look at some legendaries. So Dialga, great counter, Metal Claw, Iron Head, and also Eustachian that you will have got recently. Metal Claw and Iron Head, same moveset, that's what you're looking for.
On the non-legendary scale of things, in terms of steel types, you can actually rock and roll with Excadrill. Quite a nice cheap pick, I personally recommend it, with Metal Claw and Iron Head are the moves that you're going to need on it.
And let's look at some other ones that you might have a good one. You will only definitely have one of these. It might be good, it might be trash. Jirachi, and that has a vast moveset. Charge Beam and Doom.
Bro,
Desire.
Are you being serious?
I am being serious. That is a counter for it, yes. Yeah.
Jirachi is actually recommended as quality. And I feel quite bad taking this away from the Mega Connoisseur, but there are a few Megas that you could rock and roll with. So, Mega Gengar. It doesn't learn a poison type fast move, unfortunately, so I believe it's Shadow Claw to get the DPS and then Sludge Bomb as the charge move, but it does do pretty solid attack damage. And the other one that you could go with in terms of poison types is Mega Beedrill, which can actually get full poison type move sets.
Closet counter, but a lot of people secretly like it. It's kind of one of those things where you don't like to admit it, but Heatran with Fire Spin and Iron Head.
I wasn't expecting that one, actually.
I know you wasn't.
I really wasn't expecting that one. Maybe auto-recommended, Phil. I will throw back to a couple of Megas on the steel type side. So Mega Sizzle is actually probably the best pick. You could throw in Mega Steelix as well. And if you wanted to just be the stamina specialist, the Mega that we've ripped into for the last couple of weeks, Mega Aggron would tank the raid.
Okay, I'm scraping the barrel now. I'm going right to the bottom of the list of counters.
Do it.
But there are a couple that you can use. Hooper, the Unbound form. It's a psychic type Pokemon with Confusion and Psychic. Or Salazzle, poison type, with Poison Jab and Sludge Wave.
I completely forgot that existed because it's rare from 12K.
It's very
actually,
rare. I still haven't hatched one.
Madness. In terms of, like, Ian is on the money, there aren't actually many budget counters, as it were, for poison and steel types, to be honest. You've got sort of Excadrill and actually Roserade's probably cheap as well. So those are kind of the top picks, I would say.
So good luck with your Xerneas raiding. It is actually quite a nice shiny. It looks pretty cool.
Very good shiny, so very best of luck.
For a minute, I thought you said Wooper, Ian, before you said Hooper Unbound. I thought you were going to pull that one out.
Unbound.
Woofer Day Unbound Part 2. Right.
Not Hoot Hoot.
I feel like we didn't want to play another one, but after that first attempt at playing a game, I think we should play a second one. Ooh, hoot, hoot, hoot. So go on, Koops. It's your time to shine. Put your hosting jacket on, because you are leading us down that road to play your decks right.
Not another fucking game. Play your dicks right. All right, Milo, you're going to be up first. I thought I'm going to keep this in theme of the Evolving Stars event because we're all quite excited about it. So I'm going to give you an easy round each and let's see if you guys can, you know, fall at the first hurdle. Who knows? So Milo, Kakuna,
hey.
Is Metapod higher or lower than Kakuna? Is Metapod higher or lower than Kakuna?
Sticking in Kanto, Koops, I like it. Kakuna, I think, is higher than Metapod.
Correct.
Yes.
Ian. Going to give you another easy one. Is Polywell higher or lower? Is Polywell higher or lower than Growlithe?
Lower.
That's incorrect, my man. That's incorrect.
No!
And Mark, can you tell me what this game is wrong?
Yeah. Mark, your Pokemon is Haunter. Is Haunter, Mark, higher or lower than Drowsy? Is Haunter higher or lower than Drowsy?
I think Haunter is lower.
Yes, we move on to round two. Correct. Incorrect. Let's move down the list to a little harder one.
Johto?
So, Milo, yeah. Milo, your Pokemon is Litwick. Is Litwick higher or lower than Axew?
Ooh, that's quite annoying. They both sort of sit in the mid to low range of Gen 5,
ooh,
don't they?
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to say Litwick is higher than Axew.
That is incorrect.
Bollocks.
And Marky.
Salty there, Ian.
Yeah. All right, Marky. For the win today, your Pokemon is Helicopter. So, is Helioptile? Helioptile. Jesus.
Just call it Helicopter.
Yeah. Is it higher or lower than Clauncher?
Higher. Higher.
Mark, you take the dub, wee! Ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations.
Well done, Ben.
Who'd have thought a helicopter would have been higher?
Badumch. Right, so that is two games down, and we move on to the second part.
Is the news.
Oh,
here we go.
I love him. He's a girl. He's a good egg in reversal. Bloody good egg.
We're waiting for it.
So we have got a couple more events announced for October. Very little information, or actually no information on these ones specifically, but we've got the Festival of Lights event coming back again in October, which will be running from October the 14th to October the 17th. That's 10 a.m. start to 8 p.m. finish local time. And then we have the event, which is probably the event of the year, or certainly one of the events of the year. We've got the Halloween event,
yes,
which will be running from October the 20th, starting at 10 a.m, to the 1st of November at 8 p.m. local time. What is also happening in October? Well, I'll start with the 5-star raids, boys. Right, so we're going to finish off the 5-star raids. We've already spoken about Avelta and Xerneas, who both share a CP and all that jazz. We've got Giratina Altered Form with us from October the 20th to the 27th. And then we've got, it feels like it's been a while, Giratina Origin Form.
2 years.
Right, it's been a while.
Two years,
isn't it? 27th of October to November the 8th. They can both be shiny. Go on, Milo. Tell us about these Mega Raids, mate. I'm passing on the Mega Connoisseur responsibility to you.
I'm like your apprentice. did you Brown the Counter Brothers? Now I get the honour of reading out the actual announcements. So the Mega Raids, actually, we've already talked about Mega Lopunny until the 8th of October, and the Mega Manectric is going to take over from the 8th to the 20th of October. But then we've got what seems to have been a bit more of a occurring theme with the Season of Light is a ... slot, which
Mega Burnett.
We're pretty confident because if you actually go to the Pokemon in question, you can see the Mega Energy button there waiting to be primed. Mega Burnett is likely to fill that slot for the Halloween event. It's a very good-looking Mega, but it's not going to outclass Mega Gengar as a ghost-type attacker, just to let you know. The raid hours. So the 12th of October is going to be Xerneas, and so is the 19th of October. And then October the 26th is going to be the altered form of Giratina. I'm imagining the origin form is going to fall over into November. We do also have the 5th of October, actually, as Yveltal's second time round, so certainly the time to raid is those hours for damn sure. Coop's your favourite kind of event, spotlight hours. Here we go. So, October the 4th is going to be Purloin, which, from memory, we've already had once this year. Still can't be shiny.
No, we have. We have had one.
Still can't be shiny, unfortunately. Oh, isn't it?
Damn.
Is it not going to be released with Taiwanese Safari Zone?
It might be. Yes, I think it might be.
But the Safari Zone is 2 weeks after the Spotlight Hour. Bollocks. Right, scrap that. Anyway, Purloin, Spotlight Hour, October the 4th, put it in the bin. The 11th of October is going to be Haunter, which obviously can't be shiny, but that one is teamed with Double Catch Stardust, so that is very much put a star piece on and catch those things, although Litwick Comm Day is literally 4 days later, so you probably want to save
it's
on resources.
It's my favourite bonus.
Here's his XP.
He's got one. He's got one.
Actually, the next Spotlight Hour, which will be Mischievous with a shiny potential on October the 18th, is Mark's favourite bonus. It's double catching XP. I fucking hate that bonus.
Oh, yes.
Damn right. So, to finish off October Spotlight Hours, we've got Shuppet, which actually we got one in 2020, I think. October the 25th. Obviously has a shiny potential, and it is teamed with 2x XP for evolving Pokemon, which actually is exactly the same bonus as the one for Purloin on the 4th. So we've got two Spotlight Hours for 2x evolving XP. Interesting.
Tell you what though, Milo, and I will only say it because I'm focusing on the XP at the moment. Mm. After the bug event we had, I took your advice and I saved all my Pokemon.
Did you?
For the double evolving XP.
Yes, mate.
Spotlight Hour. And I tell you what, if you've got enough Pokemon and you can just do it solid for an hour, it's...
And certainly on Purloin.
Yeah. I think I've got over 650,000 XP just for an hour of evolving on that Spotlight Hour. So it's definitely worth doing.
Absolutely.
I think I'll be doing that again for it.
I think it's one of those cases of October the 4th, the Purloin is going to be make use of the bonus if you're grinding XP for the levels rather than catching Purloin, because Purloin is deader than a dodo.
But as we know, Milo likes a pussy.
Does he?
Actually, I've literally just said earlier. That's too much this week.
Yeah, he did say that.
But there's one thing that we haven't talked about. We talked about it in a previous week, but Saturday, October the 15th, Litwick Community Day is going to be the pièce de résistance of October. It is going to be the best community day, I would say, this year. Like Milo said, potentially for the last 2 or 3 years, it is going to be amazeballs.
I can't lie, I was jealous you lot got to speak about it, I'll be honest.
Talk about it now, Coops, go on.
No, I'm just very excited. Very, 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 very excited. Yeah. No negatives here.
We will be playing as a foursome, won't we?
Yeah, we will be. Yeah, 100%. And I think I'll actually be time.
Yes. So yeah, it's an afternoon comm day, so that suits you.
I hope you will be. It's not like
if you're late for a 2 o'clock start, there's a problem.
Like 3 hours after the start.
Yeah. So hopefully, if you're a listener and you can get there, please come see us.
Wobble Park in Ealing.
Definitely. We've had a few messages already, to be fair, over social media and Twitter, of people that are going to be coming down as well for their first time at Ealing. But my friend Hervey might be joining us as well, so just waiting to get the green light, so that'd be nice. So I think there's a real buzz for this one. I think everybody's realised that this is probably for the last big meetup of the year, I think. Big event, getting everyone together. I think Litwick Comm Day is going to be there. It's going
to
be
I agree.
We're going to have a fun time, and like you said, Coops, it is going to be lit having you with us.
I'll take the tiny peanut.
She's like that. So from that bit, we're going to go into my favourite part of the podcast. I just have images of being a hot mess, don't you, Ian? You imagine him like bumping into things, kicking Stella cans over. Just imagine just being the right little mess. But my favourite section of time for Shinies of the Week.
Shinies of the Week.
I've got the first one here from a friend of the show, Stephen Merrington.
Thanks for joining my live stream. I've got one from Milo's live stream.
You're going to sound like such a knob.
I reckon he's picked a tweet. Is it
Incensed
not? Okay,
podcast,
fine.
Thought I'd give Daily Incense a chance while listening to the pod. Aside from the 12 Glameow and 12 Murkrow I managed to pull in this lovely shiny, hashtag Shinies of the Week, and it's a shiny Caravana, which actually is a kind of a mad one to get during this event, but congrats, a Daily Adventure Incense shiny.
GG's. Now, I've got one here from JT, so at SuperDuperJT, and they say, first tweet ever. Welcome to Twitter. Catching up on at Incense Podcast episodes tonight with my beautiful GF and got a remote raid invite, dex entry and shiny on the first raid. But the girlfriend was not so lucky. Hashtag Shinies of the Week. And JT got a Pokedex entry of a shiny Yveltal. And that's what you say, casuals always win.
Okay, so I'll go next. Third one of tonight is from the Incensed Discord. Yes, you can do that by joining our Patreon. From Spindiana, just started listening to episode hashtag 85, and the first thing to pop up is, well, it's a shiny hatted Krogunk. Nice one, Spindiana.
Oh, it's a...
Costume shinies for the win. Nice.
So we've got final one here from Gabriella, who says, don't ever skip the daily incense. Both Furfru and Curlia from the same incense. Never happened to me before. And my shiny Toxicroak from last year is finally evolved. That horn, though, the laughing face of it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a bit of a horn on Toxicroak, isn't it? It's like no shame for the bowler hat.
Breaks through the hat, yeah.
Yeah.
Breaks through it. And that's hashtag Niantic, hashtag Pokemon Go, hashtag Pokemon, hashtag Fashion Week, and hashtag Shinies of the Week.
Congrats.
I've got to say, we had a lot of Shinies of the Week entries this week, so that's really encouraging. So please keep doing that.
Mark, listen. Sorry, bro. Sorry to interrupt. Mark, do me a favour. Can you just turn round?
Yeah, of course I can. Is that... Do you want me to literally turn round? Sure.
Yeah. Is that a massive spaceship flying towards your head?
Guys, before you move into Mark's poll, I just need to show you something because I'm going to clip this.
Hey.
A shiny pussy.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I don't think I
deserve it. It looks healthy, though.
I'll take it. It's the first shiny of this event, other than Yveltal.
It looks healthy, though.
It's a healthy pussy.
Funny you are.
Shiny pussies.
It's a spaceship over your head, Coops. You're a nightmare, you are. Fucking hell. So, following our excitement about this Evolving Stars event, I thought I'd put it out to the floor and see what people think about it.
Your sarcasm 27 tonight.
No, we're... Sarcasm 27. Sarcasm. I like that, Milo. Very good.
Very nice.
I'll tell you what, we've got some great people who listen to our show, and some of the things I get on Twitter from these polls are hilarious. But anyway, the poll, the question was, what are your thoughts on the Evolving Stars event coming up in Pokemon Go? There were four options for this one. 10% of people think it's going to be amazing. 21% of people think it's going to be average. And 67% of people think it's underwhelming.
Not surprising.
Yeah, that's about right.
You're telling me people aren't hyped for Kakuna in the wild?
But anyway, yeah, 42 people jumped on the spaceship tonight. Thank you so very much. I enjoy revealing it on our little shows. Well, there we go, boys. We got through this one. It was tough work, but another episode is complete. And to our lovely listeners who have survived it till the end, and like we say this all the time, it sounds a lot slicker when you're listening to it than it is when we're recording it. Please give us a review if you enjoyed tonight's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, welcome. If you're a seasoned listener, welcome back. But anyway, if you haven't put a review on, please hit that follow, subscribe button on whichever platform you listen to as a first bit, but also leave us a 5-star review. And we do read out some of them on the podcast. So if you want to be featured, make sure it's a nice review.
Actually, a savage review would be funny to read out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's not bad. Let me change that. Yeah, that's not a bad. So please leave us a 5-star review and you might be included in that section. Or read us a savage one. We've not really had these savage reviews yet. Be first, do it. Still give us 5 stars, but just make it really hilarious. But yeah, please follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram at Incense Podcast. Have we given up on TikTok now, actually? Do we
We've
need
not
to still
posted
keep
on it
TikTok,
for months.
Milo? Are we... Bye-bye, TikTok.
Let's face it, we're just not the TikTok generation, are we, realistically?
None of us are Gen Zs.
No.
We're not the new generation, are we? Right,
we're
so...
Boys,
before we thank our amazing Patreon members... Did anyone get anything good on tonight's show? I got a shiny Absol.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that's the aviators is pretty sick.
Actually, good news.
What?
Well, I did get a shiny Glammeow, but Milo and I, literally 30 seconds before we push record tonight, Mr. Milo.
We got Snap shiny Veltals from the casual.
Mm-hmm. I'm handing them out left, right, and centre. Yeah. And for me, boys, it's official. I'm now up to, during the podcast, I'm now up to 79 Yveltal raids and 1 shiny. So if you're listening, you think you're having a bad time, try being me.
A casual.
Yeah.
Try being me.
It's always the ones that I want, though. You watch, I'll get a hundo Xerneas and a 10 shiny Xerneases in the first 20 raids. Watch this space.
Well, congrats, Ian, on your pink shiny pussy.
You know what? Shiny pussy, yeah. I'll take it.
Milo wouldn't. He'd trade it. So
I've had too much.
We're spelling it out, boys. We're spelling it out.
No. GG's, bro. GG's on the show.
Yeah, congrats, guys. Actually,
you sure we didn't get a 0-star or anything?
I even actually put my blue incense on and forgot I had to be moving.
God, this outro is longer than the intro.
Yeah. I know. So, go on, boys. Let's talk about our lovely Patreon members.
Are we tag-teaming this as a trio, boys?
We are tag-teaming this. And I will start off because we're actually going... Oh, actually, I apologise. You guys have met her. I haven't actually met her and I will be soon. So in our gold tier, up first, we've got Sue, Hermes Ninja.
We've also got Tish Smith.
We have JB.
Clifford Mert.
Darby Russ.
Kerry and Zachary Young.
Connor Lee.
Dom the Ragnarok.
And of course, our latest, and we've been saying this for a few weeks now, but our latest gold tier Patreon member, Kimber. You're very welcome here. Hope one week you'll jump onto the live streams with us.
But we should also give a special thank you to actually everybody who's on the bronze and the silver tiers as well, because without everybody on the Patreon, the podcast production value would not be as good as it is. So
exactly.
From the four of us, thank you very much for supporting us.
Thank you. We have two very special listeners and one extra special listener whose birthday was this last week. So we need to say happy birthday to Aaron.
Oh, happy birthday, Aaron.
Happy birthday, Aaron. We can't sing happy birthday, but we go, happy birthday to...
I think that's more copyright than another one.
I say, just imagine we're singing happy birthday.
Oh.
We can sing happy birthday.
Just change
we're
it
singing,
to
aren't
you,
we?
Birthday happy, happy to birthday. You, birthday happy.
13 years old. He's 13 years old now. Teenager.
Hey, teenager. Yeah, happy birthday, Aaron. Lots of love, bro. Lots of love.
Happy birthday, Aaron. Brilliant. And that is a proper way to end this episode. So thank you everyone for tuning in to listen. Have a great week. We will see you next week. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to end this one, so...
Bye!
Just say, yeah.
Bye!